Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of St. Clare, and from the United States we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled The Poor Clare Nuns.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For who wishes to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Or what can one give in exchange for their life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to their conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. As a young woman, 18 years old, Clare heard Francis preach. She left home and family to follow him, became a Benedictine, and entered religious life. She then founded the Poor Clare Nuns and set up a community following in the spirit of St. Francis. She and her sisters embraced radical poverty. Many followed her into this life. I met a group of Poor Clare Nuns when we were working in Montana. Both Francis and Clare preached the gospel through their lives and example. Today, Dominicans and Franciscans, men and women, take vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. However, my life has been nothing like that of the Poor Clare Nuns. While my actual lifestyle is far more comfortable, as a Dominican, I follow our mandate to regard preaching as a way of living gospel poverty. I love the discipline of preparing scripture readings and trying to make them understandable and livable. Like the Franciscans, we Dominicans are a family, men and women sharing the same lifestyle. We preach the gospel together to enable the gospel to be heard in both the masculine and the feminine voice. Our team here at the Thomas More Center, Father Mike, Sister Jane, and I have tried to carry this spirit forward having been itinerant preachers. This has a discipline of its own, a certain poverty, moving from place to place, living out of a suitcase. This brings me to the gospel for today. Jesus tells us to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and to follow him. But then Jesus adds, we will not taste death without seeing God. No matter our way of life, we preach through witness, and sometimes this means we must speak unpopular words. Maybe this is how we have to deny ourselves. Francis and Claire were considered crazy to their wealthy friends and families because of their choices to follow Jesus. Finally, I found out that Claire is the patron saint of television and of eye disorders. Her name, Claire, means light, and often she is seen holding a lantern, giving clarity and light for all of us to find the Lord. I need glasses, but I watch TV as we all do. Who could have thought that this could be a religious activity? Thanks for listening, and God bless you all.